Okay, today's daf is Chagiga Daf Tess, and we are on Chesam Abeis. Today's a special day in Daf Yomi Land, and that is the 101 times day in Daf Yomi Land today, as we'll get to on Amid Beis, the line in the Gemara that says you have to learn everything 101 times. That is today, Chagiga Daf Tess. So we are on Chesam Abeis, towards the bottom, on the last line, actually, Itmar Nami. Itmar Nami. So, says the Gemara, if you remember, we are talking about the last thing that the Gemara was mentioning, Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but we realized that it was not a Machlokas. It was just two different cases that they were discussing. Are you allowed to split your Korban Chagiga into 2 days? That was a machloka. So it seemed on the surface that Reish Lakish says that you can split it, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're not allowed to split it. Once you finish, you finished. And the Gemara explained in the name of Rabbi Abba that there is no machlokas. It's a case where if you didn't have time to finish your Korban Chagiga, then everybody agrees. Then you could finish it the next day. But if you had an excuse, meaning you didn't have an excuse, there was time, and there were people to eat it, and you still didn't do it, then obviously you did not want to bring it all today. You had plans to bring it tomorrow, and that would be a problem, because you're not allowed to split your Chagiga into 2 days. If you had meant to bring it all in one day, and you just ran out of time, and then you bring the rest of the next day, that is not a problem, because that is called Tashlumin. Right? The Gemara here does not quote it, but Rashi quotes the Limud of Rabbi Yochanan, and that is Rachmana Amar v'Chagosem Oso Chad Yoma v'Sulo. The Hanach Nami the Chad Yoma Hu v'Sheni Tashlum in the Rishon. Right, the special din of 1 day. 1 day v'Sulo. That's a special din. Interesting. The Gemara does not quote it, but Rashi fills us in to help us out. Okay, the Gemara just ends off. Itmar Nami. Last line. Amar Rav Shimon Bar Abba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Shanu Ela Shelo Gamar. This is only, Rabbi Yochanan says, the same Rabbi Yochanan talking, this is only if lo gamar, if he didn't finish. Aval gamar chozer umakir. But if he finished bringing the animals, then he could bring the rest the next day. So ask the Gemara, my gamar, what does that mean? If he finished, he could bring more? Ilema gamar karbanosav. If it means that he finished his karbanosav, my makir, there's nothing left. So what do you mean that he could bring the rest the next day if he finished? Ela shelo gamar hayom, avol gamar hayom chozer umakriv. But it means rather what we have been saying about shelo gamar hayom. If he did not finish and he had time to finish, so then he cannot bring them the next day. Avol gamar, but if he finished the day and he ran out of time to bring the rest of them, so then he would be able to bring the others, because again, it's just tashlumin of the previous day. Okay. Mishnah. Here we go. Testament Aleph and Chagiga. Mishalo Chag B'yantav Arishon Shal Chag Chogeg Eskala Regel B'yantav Ha'achron Shal Chag. If someone is not Chogeg, if someone does not bring their Korban Chagiga on the first day, clearly Mashma, that is the Lechachila, to bring it on the first day. If he didn't bring it on the first day, he could bring it the entire Yantav. Chogeg Eskala Regel V'yantav Ha'achron Shal Chag. Including Shmini Atzeres. Even though Shmini Atzeres is a separate yontif regarding Pazar Kashav, remember the Gemara we had in Sukkah and elsewhere, the 6 ways that Shmini Atzeres is independent and different from Sukkos, even we said it might be reflected in the way that we call Shmini Atzeres, the different nuschos of the tefillah, Shmini Atzeres Achag Hazeh or Shmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh, might reflect different ideas. Shmini Chag HaAtzeres, it's the 8th, it's the Chag of Atzeres, clothing, or Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. It's the closing of this Chag. So Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh connects it more. It's the Atzeres of the Chag. Shmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh gives it a little more independence. So even in the Nusach. But we know, it stands on its own. We make a Shechianu on the night of Shmini Atzeres, and we have those 6 differences related to Pazar Kashav. But even though that is all true, regarding Korban Chagiga, it's connected. The 8th day could be tashlumin of the first day and over all the other days. Chogeg is called a regel. V'yantif ha'achron shel chag. It's one Korban Chagiga of a haregel. Right. So interestingly, you might say, well, aren't there parallels between Shmini Atzeres to Sukkos and Shavuos to Pesach? We have the Ramban in Parshas Emor, which calls all the days of Svira a Chol HaMoed. And after all, the end of Sukkos is Atzeres, what the Torah calls Atzeres. The end of Pesach is what Chazal call Atzeres Shavuos. but there's a separate carbon chagiga for Shavuos. It's still Eino Dome. We say there are three chagim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. We don't count Shmini Atzeres as a separate chag. So it is connected more to Sukkos than Shavuos is to, on a Hashkafic level, maybe they're more parallel, but on a Halachic level, there are differences between Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres, and this is one big one, and that is the carbon chagiga. Shavuos has its own carbon chagiga, right, while Shmini Atzeres does not. There's also, if you remember the Medrash that I think Rabbeinu Bachai quotes in Parshas Emor, that theoretically we would like to have Shmini Atzeres 50 days after Sukkos to be exactly parallel. But it's the winter, and everybody's going to come back, it's rainy, it's bad weather, so we can't demand that. So the Torah moved it up. And made it closer to Sukkos. But again, there are strong parallels. But in this regard, it is not parallel because it's a Medrash of Parshas Pinchas. That's what it is. Pinchas, that's the one that Rabbeinu Bachai quotes, but it's a Medrash of Pinchas. Rabbi Chaim also quotes it in that piece that we mentioned regarding Simchas Yantif. But that is the halacha. If somebody does not bring the Karban Chagiga the first day or the first days, the entire Sukkos, he can bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Ava haregel v'lo chag, eino chayav achrayuso. But once the regel passes and he did not bring it, then he is not chayav achrayus. He lost out the chance. He was mevatel the mitzvah. He is not chayav in the achrayus of the animal. The alzeh ne'amar, and about this case, where somebody blew it, somebody had a whole week to do the mitzvah, and he didn't do it, it says in Koheles, mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon, v'chisaron lo yuchal lihimanos. This is something crooked that you can't straighten. Meaning you can't make it up. Once I didn't bring it the entire yantif, so then I cannot bring it anymore. This is interesting. So the whole day, the whole week. If you don't bring it the whole week, and it's for Shavuos, no. For Shavuos, one has a week after Shavuos also. The only remnant today that we have of that is that we don't say Tachanun for an extra 6 days, 6 or 7 days after Shavuos. Right? That is the, including Shavuos. But that is, the halacha. There is an old Gersa, which seems to be wrong. But there's an old Gersa, one looks in the old Rambam, the end of Sefer Ava, the Rambam has his Siddur. And if you look there, not in the New Frankel edition, they took it out, because it must have been a mistake. But if you look in the old edition of the Mishnah Torah, in the Siddur, the Rambam has a line where he says, and on Chol HaMoed, you say Yalav Yavo, and you say, Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, and Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, and Chag HaShavuos Hazeh, on the Chol HaMoed of Shavuos. And we know there is no Chol HaMoed of Shavuos, right? It says in the Torah, there's no Chol HaMoed of Shavuos. Only Pesach and Sukkos have the intermediate days. So what does the Rambam mean? What, you say that Yalav Yavo on the days that you can bring the Karban Chagiga after Shavuos? Very difficult to say. It'll be a huge chiddush. Doesn't have any Simchas Yantif. Doesn't have any Kedushas Hayom. But that was a girsa in the old Rambam. And again, the new Frankel Rambam took out the girsa of Pashas because must have been a mistake. But back to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says after Yantif one is not Chayev Bachrayis. The Stipler here asks an important question, and he says, why aren't you Chayev Bachrayis afterwards? I set aside a carbon chagiga, and I'm going to bring it on Yantif, and I didn't get to it. Whenever I have any other chiyuv, there's something that kicks in called shiba nechasim. My nechasim are meshubad, my nechasim are lean toward a specific obligation. I lend you money. So your nechasim are meshubad to me. If you don't pay me back, then I could go to your property. So here too, I'm chayiv to the Beis HaMikdash. So why doesn't that create a shiba nechasim of my property, of my animal, to the Beis HaMikdash? Maduolo no mar shkiva shi shiba nechasim kishachayev karban im kein afba avar haregel v'lo hikriv adayin yel chayev lahakriv kiva shekvar nishtabdu nechasim v'regel. That's the question of the Kehilas Yaakov of the Stipler. Answer, there is a shiba nechasim. But the shiba nechasim, what's the shiba nechasim? The Torah says, you're nechasim ar meshubid when you have a chiv to do the mitzvah. But if you already lost the chance to do the mitzvah, then it dissipates and it disappears. There is a shiba nechasim, but only the gabe, the mitzvah itself. Kol ma shenishtabdu nechasim, ainu rak kebichtei lekayim mitzvah seboregel. Avalam amar zman ha-mitzvah, ein yoser shibud. V'lachen kishavar ha-regel, v'ubitel ha-mitzvah, hari afim yagrivu kerev minachasav, kar minachasav liyikamu chiyuvo. Even if you bring the animal, there's no more mitzvah. U'memeilu ein shayach kan shibud nechasim. There's no shiba nechasim in that case. And he also discusses there, relating to the mitzvah tztaka. Right, the mitzvah staka, the Gemara tells us elsewhere, that creates also a shibud nechasim somehow. If I have to give something, or I promise to give something to the ani. That is in terms of shibud nechasim. Also, relating to this, mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon, v'chisron lo yuchal lehimanos, the Netziv here, and the Merome Sada says, why dafka by this mitzvah, do we quote this pasuk? There are a lot of mitzvahs you could quote it by. Right? The Gemara will quote it by Kriya Shema and Tefillah, but says the Netziv, V'hadizan al zeh, ne'amar mu'vas lo'yuchal liskom b'yichud, nire, mishum devachol mitzvahs asay, mo'il tshuva v'havi ki'ilu asa. By most mitzvahs asay, you can do tshuva. You can do tshuva, and Hashem will give you credit as if you did it. I was mavata al mitzvah, so Hashem can give me the credit. Aval chagiga, meaning, let's say, Rachman al-Islan, I didn't put on tefillin one day, on purpose. So I do tshuva for it, and I missed it. The day's finished. I can never do tshuva for that. But if I do tshuva well enough, Hashem will say, okay, I'll give you credit as if you put on tefillin yesterday. Ki'ilu asa, if it can wipe out the past. Aval chagiga ba'al hashpia bracha b'moed. But the Karban Chagiga is meant to bring down special Shefra from Hashem on the Yontif. Tahagimel regalim havyin Rosh Hashanah l'tfua l'peirosa ilon l'mayim, as we know from Rosh Hashanah. Right, all the Chagim are Rosh Hashanah for different things. Rosh Hashanah for water, Rosh Hashanah for fruit. So if I didn't bring it, you can't do that backwards. Tvim chasra chagiga chasra habracha ubazel l'mahani atshuva. So this is really something, because there are effects to this mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah that I do and applies to myself. It applies to all of Klal Yisrael to bring a Shefa Bracha down. And if I didn't, so then I lost out on it. Says the Netziv. That's why it is mentioned specifically here. Vayter in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, a different sin that is related to this pasuk. Eizel me'uva she'eno yachol lahas lihiskon. Right, at lihiskon. What is a mitzvah that you can't fix? Zehabala erva v'holi mimena mamzer. Somebody, Rachman al-Islan, Eishez Ishez Insa. Someone who is Mizana with someone who is Chayvi Krisis or worse, Chayvi Mises Bazdin, that offspring is a Mamzer. So that is a Mu'uvas, a crooked state that could ever be fixed. Why? What's unique about this? Says the Rashi, says the Tosfos. First, let's look in Rashi. Rashi says, V'holi Mamzer, Shevi Psulim B'Yisrael, V'yehei Zichron Avono. The Zichron La'avono, he'll have a constant reminder of his sin staring at him in the face. The Mamzer's walking around. It's obviously very tragic. The Mamzer did nothing wrong. But this is the halacha. Lefichach ein avonosav nimchakim b'tshuva. That's why his sin is not erased. Or tosfos on top. Ba'al erva. Ditfei boshato nikar shehamamzer nire la'olam. Aval shara veros. Tosfos says, by the way, what about a murderer? Murderers also can't fix that. Right, so what's unique about Gili Arayis more than Shvichas Damim? Says Tosfos, because this Aveira is going to walk around for the rest of your life. Somebody, Rachman al-Islan, Ritzicha, obviously the person's not there anymore, it's not coming back, but it's not that it's staring at the person in the face. Aval Shar Aveiros, Rotzeach, Veh, difficult word here, the Marsha here discussed it, Gazlan, right, Gazlan, of course not, right, you just return the money. But Ein Edav Lefanav, the Edim are not in front. So that is Drashi and Tosfos. What makes this unique? It is Nir'e La'olam, the state of Mamzeres. Remember the din that's quoted in Maseches Kiddushin, and that is there is one Chayve Krisus that does not create Mamzeres. Krisus or Mises Bez and worse, and that is Nida. Right, Ba'al Anida does not create Mamzeres. The Mefarshim explain it's Chazdei Hashem. Chazdei Hashem, that there'll be a lot more Mamzerim running around the world. If Ba'al Hanida, woman doesn't go to the mikvah, she's a Nida, right? Anybody who grew up who is not the Shomri Torah Mitzvahs and had a child, Shomri not Shomri Torah Mitzvahs, that child will be a Mamzer. So that is not the halacha. The halacha is that is not a Mamzer, that is Chayvei, that is just what might be called a Pugum. But it's not a tainted person, but it's not a mamzer. Rav Moshe Feisi, we mentioned this shuv in the past. Rav Moshe was asked the question. There was a person who was going out I think it was the guy going out with the girl. No, it was the girl going out with the guy. And the girl wrote to Rav Moshe, or the parents wrote, a great guy, all the milas, Baal Chesed, Yirei Shamayim. The problem is his parents weren't from, or aren't from, or weren't from, and probably it was Baal Anida. So the boy's probably a pugum. Is there any reason why I shouldn't keep going out with him? So Moshe Feinstein, in his unbelievable posek hador status, says if he has all the milas, then that's a reflection that he's not a pugum. If he has Yirei Shamayim and Baal Midos, everything, it must be that his mother, the day before the the mikveh must have gone to the ocean that day, and midaraisa, right, the only rubo omakvid is a problem, and even if she's wearing a bathing suit, so Moshe says it must be somehow that HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it out that he wasn't a pogum. Unbelievable. Once we're on the topic of Rav Moshe, let's go to another Rav Moshe related to this issue of Mamzerus. Again, a landmark tshuva. Not the only one who says this, but Rav Moshe in the beginning, in Evan Ezer Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud, 1961, Tavshin Chaf Aleph, the first year of Chodesh Adar, Rav Moshe discusses the issue of artificial insemination. Be'isha Shezara Karofi B'me'ea Zera Shalish Acher. Listen to this story. There was a woman who, Rachmana Lisfan, 10 years, she didn't have a child. Asher Avru Ke'eser Shanim B'lo Yalda, V'achisaron Sh'amru Arofim Shubimenu. And the doctors say, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time period when many fertility issues can be taken care of and be focused on. And the doctors told her that the problem is from him. She had a terrible, deep desire, terrible in a good way, to have a child. Even though the woman is on the Tzuvah period of Arivia, obviously she has a tremendous desire to have a child. Right, the doctors told her that it was the zera of her husband that was the problem here. So she went without her husband's knowledge and had the zera of another man injected inside of her. Vinisha malas kvodo mehabal imuteres lo. And now the question is she asura labayla? Is that considered ashes ish zinsa baratzon? She went and had this zera of another man put into her. Vlad. Number one, can she stay married? Number two, is the child a mamzer? That's the question. Vehine Barer says Rav Moshe shebelo bias ish lo neser ish labayla. Number one, there is no isur labayla without a maisa bia. Can't be. If a woman gets pregnant some other way other than a maisa bia, there is no isur labayla. V'isur sota labayla hu rak mitzad isur abia v'lo mitzad azera shel ish acher sheyesh b'me'echa. It's not the mitzias of someone else's zera inside of her. Dimbala ish acher af bebia shalo yatsa zera. V'af b'shalo kedarka nesar abayla. Right, even if there's a maisa bia without zera coming out, she's nesar abayla, says her Moshe. Nibia shalo kedarka. V'imba zera lagufa shalomi bia kambati. Shizkar Gemara, right, like the famous case of Nisabra Bambatia, that she's in a bathhouse, so there's no Isra Labayla. And then her Moshe goes one step further and says, there's also no Mamzerus without a Maisa Bia. That's her Moshe, again, a major discussion in the postkin, but that's her Moshe. V'chein ha-vlad hu kasher, shagam Mamzerus, hu rak b'shahoya al yedei Bia. Ve'av sha'avlad mamzer af ba'ofan jedavkum nachrim zebazu shlo'avr al iser mishum shayu anusim. Even though there is mamzer as if Rachman al Islan anusim forced a man and a woman to be together, forced them physically, and there is a physical ma'isabia that takes place, and there is a child that comes out of that eshes ish or any other chayvi krisis, there is, because that's a ma'isabia. It was a forced ma'isabia, but it's still called a ma'isabia. Avol benis abra aydi shenichnas azera shalachem b'meya bambati shenizkar b'gemara ukahada osan arofin bizmanenu eino mamzer v'af shahaya zera shalechan mikroveha. Even if it was a close relative zera, it doesn't matter. There's no mamzerus. Kagon me'aviha v'chameha v'yacheha ukiyadua sheben tzira nolan kein ben tzira, the task quotes this in Hilchos Nida v'chulu. That's what he quotes. Then he gets into the issue of, do you know, the zera is Jewish, non-Jewish, very serious issue. That's why hashgacha is so crucial in any of these cases. The hashgacha of in all of these possibilities. Of she'in lachusha zera hayim mishal Yehudi. If you don't know, you can assume it's from a non-Jew. Because what? Rove of the world are non-Jews, and rove people who give their zera to sperm banks are also non-Jewish. Right, so Rav Moshe says both of those robes you have going in your direction to assume it was a non-Jew, so you don't have to worry about krovin in the future, the chulu. Mashama harofi yushu mishal Yehudi and neman. And if the doctor says it's from a Jew, he's not neman. Damer zeh, mishum shechashev zeh yoser tov lefana. He thought that she would want a Jewish zera. But he was just saying that. He has no raya that it is lekashem chash, the chulu. It's in terms of definition of mamzerus. Okay. The question is, what about what chiyuvim does the father have to this child? Right, it's another, again, every issue. What shavit is the child from? Right, all the very different discussions in the postkim. One other point, once we're on this topic, let's just read the next line of the Mishnah. I kind of stopped in the middle. The Mishnah said, "What's the case of muvas yinayochol liskon bala erva?" Volimim mamzer. Ask the Gemara im tomar. not a common phrase in the Mishnah. Im tomer begoni vegozel, what about stealing? Yachalu lachzir biyisaki, that you could return. Right, that's a mitzvah that you could do, and it's a lava nitiklase, and therefore that is not included in the case of Mu'uvas lo yuchal lisko. Two other, again, important discussions related to Mamzerus. Number one is just a shocking exclamation of the Minchas Chinuch. He's in shock. He says, halachically I understand how it goes, but I can't fathom it. First Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah aleph, the mitzvah puravu. The Gemara says that your one is yotze puravu with a mamzer. It's the Gemara. And the Minchas Chinuch just says, I can't believe it. Can't fathom. He says, Zezman kabir kshesi. For many years I have been bothered. Dolama yasi dechova. Vahalo have mitzvah haba bavera. Mitzvah bavera. Vahalo ladas harbi rishonim. Mitzvah bavera minatore eno yotze. Look at Tosfos and Sukkah Daftes. We've discussed this in the past and the Ritva there. So he says, I find it very difficult. So then he says, well, technically I probably have an answer. Because mitzvah bavera, as the Gemara says and Tosfos says, is only when it is ba'idna. At the same time, when you are still doing the Gemara doesn't say this, the Rishonim, when you're still doing the Aver, when you're doing the mitzvah. Like what the Gemara says by Asi Dochalos, Asi also. When you're still doing it. But if the Aver is finished, and now you're doing the mitzvah, so then it's not a mitzvah about Aver. What did the Yerushalmi say? We discussed this a few weeks ago. If I carry matzah through, let's say Pesach and Shabbos, I carry matzah through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and come to my house and eat the matzah, I'm Yotze matzah. Because the Aver is finished. I carried it. And now it's finished. But what if I stole the matzah? Then I'm not Yotze, says the Yerushalmi. Because that Aveira still lingers. It's still labeled that matzah as stolen matzah. But you have to return it every second. So it says, Minchas Chinuch, the Aveira is finished. The Maisa Biyah. Or even the Tchilas Biyah. When's Puravu? When's the mitzvah? The mitzvah, the earliest the mitzvah is Sof Biyah. That's the earliest, the time when pregnation could take place. It could be, it's only by birth. And it could be only, right, the Gemara tells us, it's only when our son and daughter have a son and daughter altogether. Right? So it's only later on. So he says that's why it must work. But he ends off by saying, just throwing up his hands and saying, hashkafically, he finds it hard to accept. That's what he ends off by saying. Halachically, I understand how it works, but he finds it difficult to imagine that this could be a mitzvah. This could be a mitzvah.
For the father?
For the father. For the father. Father's mitzvah. The mother has no mitzvah, and the child has no mitzvah. The father has the mitzvah pru urifu. Related to that, and then we'll keep going, there's just a lot to talk about on this line, and that is, in the sugya, a well-known tshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in the Shelas Yavetz, has a number of radical tshuvas. A number of radical tshuvas with the other achronim jump on. A number of radical tshuvas. He has one we've discussed in the past about that it's a good idea to have a pilegesh, bizman hazeh. Right, he has a whole discussion about the merits of having a pilegesh, and that achronim reject. But another one is right here. If you're going to look it up, it's a chelik aleph simin mem gimel. He has a discussion. Again, it's a tragic case. Tragic case, a woman was mizana, and she is pregnant, eshezish, and she feels terrible, and she wants to do tshuva, and she's really, 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 it's a balas tshuva b'emes. She wants to change her life, she was inspired, but she's pregnant, and she wants to have an abortion. Because she says to the rabbi, she says to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, if I have this kid, then I will never be able fully to do tshuva. I will never have to be able to do tshuva. This, as the Mishnah says, and Rashi and Tosfos, this child will be staring at me in the face for the rest of my life. What kind of tshuva am I going to be able to do? It's killing me, I want to have an abortion. So, if it was really killing her, that pikuach nefesh, then everybody would say that she could have an abortion. But pashtus is, this wasn't killing her, literally. She would have heartache for the rest of her life. But it wasn't killing her. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden has an unbelievable chiddush. We don't pask in this way. But he has an unbelievable chiddush. He says, well, after all, she's really chayeves misa. So she's a gavra katila. So she's a gavra katila. She's already considered a dead woman. So, do an abortion. She's already considered dead anyway. So the Vlad's considered dead, and therefore, there wouldn't be a problem. That's his unbelief. Nearly she shmakam lahakel. Kibet she niyafa zos vidam biyadeha. Me atabas k'tala hi midin Torah. Af she'in dama masur biyadeina laharga. Even though we don't have a bezdin, we can't. Mikamakam chayeves misa bidin shamayim. Me acher she'asta b'meizib biyodasha chata bizayon. V'yafil bizman hazeh she'in danan dinin nefashis. Kibet de midina bas k'tala hi. Af agav de mamzer k'shesal avir ha'olam. She's like a kasher, Hashtamias Yerach Imohu. The Eloi Adina Maserbi Adenu Hayinam Amisamosa. The Demei Mamish Lai Derech and Vechulu. So nearly Pashad She'ein Isser Gamkin Vashchasaso. Wow. Ava Bishin Ima Kayemes Ki nearly is Dardi Gamkin Pashad Shafilu Hiba Atzma. Ashlo Nigdevel Ariga Vechulu Eino Vechlavas Dimchin Lanashosechem Ed Rosh. And if anybody else kills her, it's unbelievable that she never Gemara Din. Right, we generally assume that Din Nefashas, the Chiyuv comes from the Gemara Din. It's not like Dini Mominus, where it might flow from the act itself. In any case, he continues on other reasons, and he says, I think that what ain makum lechalek adayin bein zitzla im yisrolo im ma'akum v'chulu ain koch ubar yafem imo kelo ni azdaiti im shomim lekatem habol lechavos daito. Yaakov ben Tzvi, Sfaradi Tahor, Samachtes. And that is Hishita. We do not pask in this way. We're not passing this way. Poskim will say, Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom! According to many Poskim abortions, and Isidar Raisov, or Sirtzach. Right, the Ramosh is very chamor in this regard. But all the Poskim, just to be aware of this shuva, but we don't hold of it. Okay. Vayter. Says, finishing up the Mishnah. Rishim Yechai Omer. Ein Korin Me'uvat Elo Mishahayim Mesukan Mitchilov in his Aves. Crooked means it used to be straight, and now it's crooked. So you have to talk about a case which was positive and then got crooked. Veza zez a tamar chacham aparish ben haTorah, a tamar chacham who went off the derech. That is meuvas lo yuchal liskot, because meuvas is always something that was straight and that was crooked. Period. Minani mili amar Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan Mishmar Mishmal. How do I know? Back to the first half of the Mishnah. How do I know that if I didn't bring the Karban Chagiga all of Yantif, I could bring it even on Shmini Atzeres? Why? No, mer atzeres b'shmini shal pesach, but no mer atzeres b'shmini shal chag. It says atzeres by the seventh day of Pesach, not the eighth day. The seventh day of Pesach is also called atzeres. Shmini atzeres is called atzeres in the Torah, and the last day of Pesach is called atzeres. So, the last day of Pesach, and atzeres is the shmini atzeres. Ma lahalon l'tashlumin, and just like the last day of Pesach is tashlumin, it's not a separate yontif, right? The only holiday where we don't say shechianu in Alakas Neros, the last day of Pesach. So just like there, it is tashlumin for the rishon of kantash l'tashlumin. So too here. So we compare the last day of Pesach and shmini atzeres. Says the Gemara Mufne, and this is an open Gzeirah Shava, meaning the words are totally extra, meaning the strongest type of Gzeirah Shava. Gzeirah Shava or Mufne. De'i lav Mufne, because if it wouldn't be totally extra, and it would be a weaker form of Gzeirah Shava, ikel mifrach, I can ask and knock out the Gzeirah Shava. How can you compare these cases? Ma'alashvi shal Pesach shecheno eino chaluk mishal afanav. The last day of Pesach is part of the previous holiday. It's not different in halacha from the previous days. Tomar b'shmini shalchav shechalok mishalafanav. Unlike shmini atzeres, which, as we said, is different in six ways. So how can you compare them? Right, that would have been a strong question. That's why it's important that the Gzeirah Shava is totally open, because that is the strongest type of Gzeirah Shava, which allows us to compare two contexts, even if they are different. So Gemara says, "La'ai, in truth, afnuyim mufne." Yes, let's explain how it's extra. Michti, let's see. My atzeres atzor ba'asiyas malacha. Atzeres means stop, desist from doing malacha. Haksiv lo sase malacha. What do you mean? The same pasuk says, "Don't do malacha." We already know that. Atzeres tekazav rachman alamali elal shmamina lafnuyim. What does it say? Atzeres. If it already said in the pasuk, "Don't do malacha on the last day of Pesach," kamash malon, it must be to be extra. Period. So that is all. Source number one for how do we know that Shmini Atzeres could be a Tashlumin from Atzeres Atzeres. V'tana ma'islam mehacha. And the Tana quotes from a different source. What's the emphasis of Tana? Rashi says, well, the first one was in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So he was an Amora. So now we're emphasizing it's even a Tana that could do it. He was an early Amora, but he was an Amora. V'tana ma'islam mehacha. D'tanya. The Chag Osem Oso Chag Lashem Shivas Yamim. Right, have the Chagi for 7 days. Yachol Yechogi V'Holi Kol Shiva. You might think that means each and every day of the seven, you have to bring a Karban Chagiga. Tabalomar Oso. No, it says the Chag Osem Oso. It. Oso, singular. Atal Chogeg V'yata Chogeg Kol Shiva. But not all seven. Im Kein Lama Nemar Shiva. So why does it say Shiva? Litashlumin. Instead of for Tashlumin, you can make it up any of the 7 days. Umi nayin shem lo chag yantiv arishon shel chag, shechogeg v'holech es kol haregel, v'yantiv ha'acharon. How do I know you can even use yant the last day? Tavalomar b'chodesh ha'shvi'i t'chogu oso. In the 7th month. Meaning the whole 7th month, including day 8. If it's day 7, you might think that the whole month, even afterwards, even before, unbelievable Havamina. The Turi Evan discusses this. What's the Havamina? You could bring the Chagiga not on the holiday. What is it, like Shavuos? Can we get it afterwards? Very challenging Havamina. Tamalomar, Oso. Oso atachogig, viatachogig, chutzalo. So, Oso, first, there's two Osos in the Pasuk. So the first Oso limits it to only one day you have to do it, not all 7 days. And the second Oso limits it to Yontif, right? Not the whole month. Umay tashlumin. Fine. So now let's get into Lundis. What does it mean tashlumin that we can make it up? So we referred to this back already on Daf Beis, I think. Right, a week ago. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tashlumin L'Rishon. Rabbi Yochanan says, what does Tashlumin mean? It means Tashlumin of day one. Every day that you bring it, it's a makeup of day one. It's not a makeup of the previous day, like we have by davening. You can only make up the previous davening. You can't make up two ago. It's the previous one. So Rabbi Yochanan says, this is not like that. Tashlumin means day one is a chiyuv, and that's it. You have to make up that first day. Rabbi Yoshia says, no, it's Tashlumin each day. If you miss day one, now it's day three. You miss day three, day four is a makeup of day three. The Chiyuv keeps bouncing from day to day, and each day is a makeup of the previous day. My Benai, what's the Nafkamina? Amar Abzeira. Chigar B'yam Risham, and it's Pasha B'yam Sheni K'benayu. Nafkamina is if somebody is not obligated on day one, and they become obligated on day two. Right, so if you say Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tashlumin LaRishon, Rabbi Yochanan says it's all makeup from day one. Kiva Delochazi BaRishon Lochazi BaSheni. So therefore, since he was Mufka, he was Pater from the Chiyuv at the moment of Chiyuv, so he's totally Pater. Even if he becomes Chiyuv later. Rabbi Oshia Amar No Tashlumin Zelozeh. Rabbi Oshia says no, it's a makeup for each day. Avagav Delochazi BaRishon Chazi BaSheni. Even though he was not Chazi on the first day, he was Chazi. He can become Ra'ui on the second day, right? So that is the nafkamina that the Gemara gives. Tosfos says Dibur Maskel Kivan Vitzarech I. And what about the opposite case? Imaya Pashut Barishon V'Chiger B'Sheni. What if somebody was Chayiv on day one and then became Pater on day two before they had a chance to give it? They didn't give it on day one when they were Chayiv. Now they're Pater on day two. Do they have to try to give it even though they're in a case of Ptur because they were already Mechuyiv the previous day? Mi Amrinon, Kivan the Chiyuva Ale Rami Barishon, since when the Chiyuv started, he was Chayiv, Sulo Pakamina, it never disappears. Afagav the Hashtalochazi, even though right now he's not, but you know what? He has this Chiyuv on his head. O Dilma, what do we say? Kivan did Tashlumin Zela Zela Boshi Alama Chayiv. Then Tosa says, well, if he's still in a state of Ptur, I find it hard to believe that he's going to be able to do the mitzvah. Right? It's like, it's in a state of Ptur. But Tosfos at least has the fleeting Havamina that even if he's Pater, he only said that at the end of Tosfos. The first five lines of Tosfos he has a fleeting Havamina that even though he's in a state of Ptur, maybe he would have to bring it now because he used to be, he started off in a state of Chiyuv. That is Tosfos asking about the opposite case of the Mishnah. Weiter. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Let's finish this section and then another question to ask. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? They're all Tashlumin Derishon, and therefore, if you're Pater at the beginning, you're always Pater. No, the following we have Rabbi Yochanan says the other way. V'amar Chizkiya Nitzma Bayom. Maybe. What are we talking about here? We're talking about a case of a Nazir that's Chayiv to bring his Karbanos for becoming Tamei. So he was Tamei. So he had to wait a week, and then he counted 7 days. The next morning, day 8, he's going to bring his Karbanos and start counting over again. What if he became Tamei that night? After he counted his days of Tara, he became Tamei again. So is this still considered within his days of Tumah, and it's all one package? So I'll have to start counting again, but only have to bring one set of Karbanos at the end of all of this? Or is he considered already as if he's out of his days? Let's say it was the next morning already, before he brought his Karbanos. So then he's already new. He's going to have to bring two sets of Karbanos. So what about the night before? So, Va'amar Chizkiya, Nitzma Bayom, maybe. Chizkiya says if he became Tumah the next morning in the day, maybe, that he's got to bring a new set. Ba'layla Eino Maybe. But if he became Tamei at night, no, he's still within the world. He can't bring his Karbanos yet, so he's still connected to the previous week. No new set. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Balayla Nami Mevi. Even if he became Tamei at night, he still has a chiyuv to bring a new set. So even though it is not the Iker Zman of the time of bringing Karbanos, there's still there's still, he could bring it at the later time. Right? Look what Rashi says. In Rabbi Yochanan Amar, second medium line. Hova tabol tamasa rishona, since he already went to the mikvah during the day, the harev shimsho, nischayev a karbon. V'yavo bishayin lai l'roi l'karbon. Even though it's not roi, alma, avagav de l'roi l'karbon, yishlo tashlumin. Even though he wasn't roi, he was, so to speak, putter at the beginning, he still brings it later. So how could we say in our case that Rabbi Yochanan, we thought, Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, if you're putter on day one, you're putter the rest of the time. This is an example where you're putter at day point one, and you're going to be chayiv later on. Amr Rabbi Yirmiya, shiny tuma, t'yish lo tashluma b'pesach sheni. Tum is different. Why? Because tuma, we already have a model. We already have a precedent that even if you miss something for being tummy, you can make it up later on. So don't ask me questions about tummy versus, you know, not bringing out the carbon chagiga on day one. Tum is different. There's always more flexibility by tuma because, you know, Pesach Sheni, that is already a precedent. Maska v'avra papa, honi chalamanta amar Pesach Sheni tashlum and derishonu. Fine, Pesach Sheni can be a precedent if we say Pesach Sheni is viewed as the tashlum and a Pesach Rishon. A discussion in the ninth parak of Pesachim. Elamanta amar Sheni regal b'fnei atzmahu, but according to the opinions that say Sheni, Pesach Sheni is a separate yontif, Michael Amemar. So then it's not a good model, and we're back to the question of Rabbi Yochanan. Over there by Nazirus, Rabbi Yochanan says, punter at point one, you can still bring it later. And our Nafgamina, punter at point one, you can't. So El Amar Papa. No, there's a different difference over there. Ksav Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Eina Mechuser Zman. Laila, the fact that you can't bring the carbon at night, in the case of Nazirus, is a very external problem. It's not like some other, like chiger, if somebody was lame on day one. Then inherently he's mufka from the mitzvah. By chiger, he's not going to have to bring it later because he's totally off the charts for this mitzvah. Night, it's really the time for the mitzvah already. He just can't do it yet. We've discussed this many times, right? Sometimes you could be in the parsha of the mitzvah, even though, right, you can't do the mitzvah yet. Coming up, it could be that the shofar gets the status of a chetzah shel mitzvah right when Rosh Hashanah starts, even though you can't blow the shofar until the next day. Right, the status of shofar shel avodah zarah has to be taken care of before yantiv starts, not before the next morning, because the status of shofar could start the night before. So here too, the Gemara suggests it's a chayiv carbon is there, so he's chayiv. Laila is a very external type of p'tur. So next. Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, next type of question. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that again, if you're putter at the beginning, you're a putter later on too? We solved the Nazir problem. Let's bring in another one. Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, talking about Ziva. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We know a Zav has to have three Re'ios in order to become a Zav. Ra'a Achaz Balayla V'shtayim Bayo, maybe. He sees one at night and two the next day, maybe. What is the case? Again, he already started counting his Shiva Nekiyim for the previous Ziva that he had. And now he's finished. It's day 8. The next morning he's going to bring his Karbanos, and he has another Re'ia that night. So he has three. So is this going to be a new Ziva, or is this going to be an old one? Same kind of discussion. So Ra'achat Balayla V'shtayim Bayom, maybe if he sees one at night and two the next day, that's good, because the Iker is by day. Shtayim Balayla V'achat Bayom Eino Mevi. Two a night, one by day, does not bring a new set, because the two are still connected to the previous Ziva. One second. The Isak Adai, the Kazav Rabbi Yochanan, Laila, and Mechuzer Zman. But if you say Rabbi Yochanan holds that Laila is a very external type of exclusion, it's not Mechuzer Zman. Afilu Shtayim Balayla V'achat Vayom Mevi. So if it's as if it's the next morning already, because Laila is not really a problem, so Rabbi Yochanan should always hold. Rashi says even all three the night before, it should be a new state, a new set of karbanos. So, kikam Rabbi Yochanan l'divrei Omer Laila Mechuzer Zman. You're right, Rabbi Yochanan himself holds it's not Mechuzer Zman. He's telling you, if according to the opinion that says Laila is a problem, so then you wouldn't have to bring a new set. Says the Gemara, l'divrei Omer Pshita. What's the chiddush of that? I obviously know that. What's Rabbi Yochanan telling me? Shtayim bayom, b'achas b'layla tzrichalei. The chiddush would be still, if the two add by day and one at night. I might have thought like the question of Rav Shisha, which is not quoted here, that's quoted elsewhere, Rashi quotes, where the sugya comes up. He asks a question, but if you say, Laila is mechuser zman, so then you just say even one at night is a problem, doesn't make him a new ziva. Kamashla kedir Rav Yosef, and the Kamashla, that's the chiddush. Rav Yochanan is saying, against that question that we're not going into right now, so he still has a chiddush. So we salvaged the nafkamina, the between the two machlokas of Yochanan and Rav Hoshea about tashlumin de Rishon or tashlumin de Kol Yom, the tashlumin of each and every day. Again, there's more, but we still have a lot to do today. Let's continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Ava harega v'locha inochaya bachor yuso. If the yantif passes and he doesn't break it, he's finished. Good. Amale bar heihei lehillel. The famous Bar Heye, you think he's only in Pirkei Avos. He's right here too. Bar Heye says to Hillel, I don't understand the language of the Pasuk. Hi Lehimanos, right? What did Hillel say in the Mishnah? Right, not Hillel. What did the Mishnah say? What is this Pasuk referring to? Either Mamzer or another Aveira, right? Or the case of not bringing a carbon. Hi Lehimanos, Lehimaos mi boile. It should be he didn't feel his obligation. Lehimanos means like counted in. Right? So lehimalos is better. So that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says lehimanos. So I, says Bar Heye, think it's referring to something else. El azeshe minu chaver ludvar mitzvah v'hulo nimna imahen. It means that your friends came over and said, hey, we're going to be in Vakar Chol. You want to come with us? Nah, no. Whole group of people are going and you don't go and then you lost the opportunity? That's what it's referring to. Because Lehima knows, you weren't counted within the group that was going to do a mitzvah. Tosfos says, Bar Heye. Who was Bar Heye? Yesh Mefarshim Sheger Haya. Some say that he was a ger. Vahainu Ben Avraham Visara Shenitosif Hey Bishman. He's the son of Heye. The son of two people who got a Hey added into their name. Avram and Sarai. So he's the son, he's a ger. Right, like we say, we call a ger Ben Avraham. Right, so daya number one. V'chein Tosfos says bagbag. Tekula hagamara olahe. Bagbag beis and gimel is hey. Also, so also Ben Bagbag and Ber Heye were gerim. Says the Tosfos as an allusion to their forefathers. This Bryce also quotes this idea about a group of people doing a mitzvah. You miss Kriyashman, you miss davening, and Bitel, what does Bitel mean? B'mezid, right? There's no tashlumen by mezid. There's tashlumen if I forgot to daven or b'shogeg. Bitel, b'mezid, I can't make it up. Right, the Mefarshim explain, the Anav Yosef quotes the Maharal right here, says, why dafka? These given tefillah and kriyashma? Because they are mitzvah shel dibur. Dibur, you can't make up. A maisa? You didn't do the action now, you do the action later. But dibur is so sichli, he says. It comes from it's not that tangible, so it's much harder. You do it later, but how is that connecting to the earlier time? So that's why it's dafka, these intangible mitzvos of dibur are harder to make up. That's why he gives those examples. The chisron lo yuchal imanos, zeshe nimnu chaver l'dvar mitzvah, v'hulo nimna imahen, as we quoted before. Period. Armalei bar heihei lehillel. Again, once we have this discussion, so we have the following very well-known statement. My dechse v'shavtem u'isem bein tzadik l'rasha, bein obid elokim l'asher lo avado. You will see the difference between somebody righteous and somebody wicked. Somebody who serves Hashem, somebody who doesn't serve Hashem. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference between those two phrases? Hainu tzadik, hainu oved elokim. Hainu rasha, hainu asher lo avado. A tzadik is someone who serves Hashem, a rasha is someone who doesn't serve Hashem. Amar lei, so Hillel answers. Hillel says, add this to the stories of Hillel and Shas. No, tzadik and rasha, we know what they are. The next line is the following. Avado velo avado, shravau tzadiki gimurin inu. They're both tzadikim. The difference is how many times did they review their learning? The one who did not serve God only reviewed 100, learned 100 times. The one who served God, 101 times. Amar le yesbar heihei. Umishum, and it adds even to think that he was a ger. Umishum chad zimna kari le lo avado. Before it's of one time. He's called, didn't serve. Amar le in, yes. Look in the donkey rider's marketplace. Sometimes you have one extra that is considered a lot. You want to take a, you want to rent out a donkey to go 10 parses? It costs you 1 zuz. You want to go 11? Already 2 zuz. Right? Sometimes you find, you know, if you do this amount, it costs this much. A little bit more, got to pay double. You already went beyond. So you see, a little bit more sometimes makes a big difference. Bar Heye, let's just finish this section. Amar Eliyahu, Labar Heye, Eliyahu Navi. appear to a ger. V'amrlei l'Rebbe Lazar, my dechsev hinei tzareftichah v'lo bekesef, I have refined you, not with silver. Becharticha bekur oni, I have, again, also cleansed you in the kur, in the cleansing pot of poverty. Melamed. Shachazar Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll call midos tovos, litein liyisrael. Hashem thought about all different midos to give to the Jewish people. V'lo matza ela anius. And the gift that he gave us was poverty. Because the test of affluence, it's too difficult. Amr Shmuel v'Tamer of Yosef, Hainu d'Amri Inshi, Yoy an Yusel Yehudoi, great is poverty for the Jewish people, ki barza sumcha, like a red strap, l'sus yechivra, on a white horse. Meaning it makes the whiteness of the horse appear clearer. So too, poverty brings out the purity, says the Gemara of Am Yisrael, right? The Gemara says elsewhere. Some Tanoim used to say that Ashiris I wouldn't be able to handle, right? The Nisayon of Ashiris, Anias I can handle. Somewhat easier they used to say. But again, there's a lot here. Rabbeinu Bachai talks about it in the Karakemach. The Nisayon of Ashiris, he says, L'rov ha'nizakam ha'nimsoim ba'osher, u'l'rov ha'tsaros ha'rabos v'haros, she'paros v'rabos b'menu, shimcho chachamim es hefachov, u'midas anius. He quotes our Gemara in Chagiga, the first one. Right? And we have to be very careful, because everything Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us is a gift, but it is also a Nisayon. But there's a ton to talk about on this line of 101 times. Let's just see what we could do in 2 minutes, and that is first the Klayakar. The Klayakar writes in Parshas Voyez Chanan, right on the pasuk of Pentishah Kazadvar Misharoe Necha, right, the Gemara says, if the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, if you forget something from your learning, Ein Aroa Simin Chayim Mischayev Benafsho, he says that means on purpose. And then he quotes our Gemara, Darsha Chazal, quotes our pasuk, Avado and Lo Avado. So first of all, he says, I heard a remez to this, Lo Avado. There's Rashi Tevis, Lamed Ayin, right? Lo Avado, Rashi Tevis, Shalo Ole Meya. Right, Lomar Shalom in Meya Pamim Adayin Nikra Lo Avado. Right, Lo Avado Lamed and Ayin. Right, is 100. Right, 70 and 30. Oved Elokim La Asher. That Rashi Tevos 101. Oved Elokim La Asher. That's 101. That's the remez, says the Klayakar, that I heard. Right, the Rashi Tevos of each one. But then he says Vizumi Shali. But this is mine. This is mine. A remez Yakar. He says the word Zachar. The word zachar, to remember, zecher, is gematria 227. Shachach is gematria 328. What's the difference between them? 101. You want to remember? You want to know the difference between shachach and zachar? Reviewing 101. Timsa mispar kuf aleph beinehem. V'harotza levatel shichacha, yachzor limudo kuf aleph pa'amim. Ubahem yivchos bin mispar shachach, mispar kuf aleph, v'yishar min shachach mila zachar. Every time I learn, I get down to Zachar. Ve'alkein me'azi adavar kamus etzlo lezikaron lo yishkach od. And that's why each time I'm machlish the koach, and he says v'zer remez yakar. This is very special remez. Again, most of the mafarshim say what's the uniqueness of 101? That 100 it could be that it's about me. I learned it 100 times. 100, I got to 100, unbelievable. Once I learn it, that extra time is obviously not for me because I've already reached the milestone. 101 is definitely l'shma. 101 is definitely, the extra one is definitely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I already got to the round number of 100, I should stop. But once I do it, that 101, that is for sure, Lishma. That is what the Netziv says here, right in the Merom Sada, and others. One more, Rav Dessler writes in the Michtam Elio, also, he says, the difference between 100 and 101, and we'll end with this, he says, we have no idea the godless of every single little mitzvah that we do. We can't fathom it. We think to ourselves, 100, 101, what's the big deal? They're both amazing. Says, if Dessler says no, when we get up to Shemayim, we will see the godless of every tiny little mitzvah, chesed, kind word, learning. You think it's no difference, but there's going to be universes between the 100 and the 101. Gamat Sadi says, Ulam ba'alma dikshot, b'makam ha'arachim amitiyim, in the world of true values, yishtomimu, v'yivachu ladash, gamat sad ha'katan biyoser, ba'aliyah, miromemes ha'adam ledarga kfula, b'madrezo ha'kodemes. Feel free to forget this, we're talking about it, because I'm using this in Shabbat Shuvah. V'yispal usam bazeh, tishva b'tokfa l'ispal usam me'akarit. He quotes, every little thing, every little step. We can't fathom it. But that's 100 versus 101. Which might mean that it it doesn't have to be literal. You know, 8 to 9 is also something. There's worlds of difference between that. That's from Dessler in Chela Gimel on page 106. 106. Okay, we'll stop here. A lot more to do, but we will discuss it and continue. Okay, Parshas Shir tonight. Parshas Shir is tonight on the OU.org website.